Sons and Daughters of God. April 28. Redemption through the riches of God's grace. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. He Christ came to elevate and ennoble our mental powers, so that our efforts in this life might not be misdirected and lost. The Lord Jesus came to strengthen every earnest seeker for truth. He came to reveal the Father. He allowed nothing to divert His mind from the great work of restoring the moral image of God and man. And we must see that the great and important work for us is to receive the divine likeness, to prepare a character for the future life. We must appropriate the heavenly truths to our special use in practical life. And we may carry with us all the treasure of knowledge that gives us a fitness for the life that measures with the life of God. The knowledge of God is as high as the heaven, as broad as the earth. Only those who read the Scriptures as the voice of God speaking to them are the true learners. They tremble at the Word of God, for to them it is a living reality. They study, they search for the hidden treasure. They open the understanding and heart to receive, and they pray for heavenly grace, that they may obtain a preparation for the future, immortal life. As the heavenly torch is placed in His hand, man sees his own frailty, his infirmity, his hopelessness in looking to himself for righteousness. He sees that in himself there is nothing to recommend him to God. He prays for the Holy Spirit, the representative of Christ, to be his constant guide, to lead him into all truth. All knowledge gained in this life of probation which will fit us to be companions of the saints in light is true education. It brings blessings to ourselves and others in this life, and will secure to us the future, immortal life, with all its imperishable riches. Christ has a treasure house full of precious gifts for every soul.